He's been accused of participating in an act of domestic terrorism, but today, Washington State Representative Matt Shea found strong support at a gun rights rally at the state capitol. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there.
Shea arrived at the rally accompanied by earpiece-wearing security. The Republican was quickly confronted by a man who demanded to know if Shea is going to resign.
No.
Shea's supporters stepped in to block the man and his camera. Minutes later, Shea addressed hundreds standing in the cold and sleet. The group included members of the far-right Proud Boys and Washington 3%ers. Many in attendance openly carried pistols and military-style rifles.
We will never, ever, ever give up. We will never back down in defending our right to bear arms.
As he spoke, some held signs that said, "We stand with Matt Shea." A recent House investigation concluded that Shea is a leader in the Patriot Movement who helped plan an act of domestic terrorism, namely the 2016 armed occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. Shea calls that an absurdity.
And the fact is, they're trying to label us all domestic terrorists. They're trying to use those labels and then use red flag laws to silence opposition.
Red flag laws allow courts to confiscate weapons from people deemed an imminent threat. Washington's law was recently used to seize the guns of a man authorities say is a leader of the Atomwaffen Division, a neo-Nazi group. In his speech, Shea called out far-left groups like Antifa and the Socialist Rifle Association.
The real enemies of this country aren't being investigated. The real enemies of this country want to destroy the Constitution. They want to destroy everything we believe in.
House Republicans have suspended Shea, and majority Democrats may try to expel him from the chamber. Shea is running for re-election and says he's never had more support. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.